Morning, very happy to be here. My name is Lai Yong, and I first came to this church in 1975. Of course, to listen to Mr. Maniam, DC Cole, Dr. Benjamin Chiu, because our house got no television, right? Come here, listen to DC Cole speak, it's like watching news. What are the reasons to come to Bethesda Katong as a teenager? TKGS and St. Hilda's Girls' School. Right? And then come here, a boy sit one side, girl sit one side. Oh dear. But never mind, I married a TKGS girl. How many TKGS girls here? Yeah, give yourself a hand. It's a wonderful school. Okay. So Acts 10, verse 34 and 35. Some of you know, my wife and I worked 10 years in Singapore. She was from TKGS. She went on to teach accounting at NTU. And then I always thought I would go to India or Pakistan to work. Because I Siglap Secondary School. 90% time the students there speak Bahasa. So I've never passed my Chinese before. God has a sense of humor. We went to Yunnan, where we thought we would stay 3 to 5 years, but God's gracious, we stayed 15 years. Work among the minority ethnic groups with the idea of caring for the poor by sharing knowledge. So we don't give goodie back. Loving people. So recently, I came back to Singapore in 2010. Partly because my daughter was 15 years old, and I sat her down. I said, "You're a teenager." She said, "Yes." I said, "Teenager cannot study so hard. Every day study for what? Come back to Singapore. School is easier here. School got half day, you know. There in China, 70 students per class, Monday to Saturday. You know, every worksheet must do 3 times. I said, come back to Singapore, it's easier. And she was very sad. But at 15 years old, we transited her back. We stayed in Singapore for the past 10 years. My wife, the TKGS girl, very smart one. My wife, a homemaker for 17 years, came back and went back to teach at SMU. You know, and then was accorded lecturer excellence for 3 years running. So we worked for 10 years back in Singapore. I joined NUS, she joined SMU. And after COVID, we left. Recently, we make trips into very rural islands in Indonesia, Sulawesi, Maluku. 3 flights and 1 boat ride. That's our standard. And my wife don't like to travel. But she chose these islands. We spend time in very rural Indonesia. And Pulau Sumba is one of them. It's a beautiful island. We do environmental and youth projects. There's no healthy person without a healthy environment. Okay? So, let's read this together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. So, God moves people. I'm a doctor. The sedentary lifestyle is not good. Okay, sit too long also no good. So God moves people, and today we look at Jerusalem, Joppa, and Caesarea. And so people want to move. Right? Peter had to move from Jerusalem, and then Joppa, and in this story, Cornelius, the centurion, was in Caesarea. And they're very different kind of towns. Jerusalem may be more institutional, more theology. Joppa was a fish port, like East Coast, okay? Like Tanjung Rhu, okay? Some of you grew up Tanjung Rhu, there were actually ships that come in from Indonesia. So a bit rough, a bit mixture. And Caesarea was a new town, okay? Purpose built to honor Caesar. And the centurion Cornelius was Italian. So there are people movement. So the context of this passage is, in Acts 9, Paul was on a Damascus road. He went out to persecute the church, met Jesus Christ, and Paul preached the gospel. And the church grew numerically. Okay, grew in numbers. There's a passage in Acts chapter 9. In Acts chapter 10, where we read this verse from, Peter went into this Joppa, and he was on the rooftop. And the vision of the insects came down, and the Spirit told him, eat. And he says, how can I eat these unclean things? And God says, don't call them unclean. And because of the transformation, as we will see, the church grew ethnically. And that's my direct question to us. Are we growing numerically? We don't need to be a mega church, but we need to grow. Are we growing in numbers? One at a time? Two at a time? How do we get there? And the second question, a bit more sensitive. Are we growing in diversity? Both in ethnic parts of Singapore? Are we welcoming visitors that come to Singapore to work, live, and study? Are we the same homogeneous middle, upper middle class kind of people? And if we are, I'm saying we are, Franco also like that, what do we do with it? How do we leverage on this as a blessing? So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. So there's this key little verse hidden in this passage. So Paul was on the Damascus Road. He persecuted the church, turned around and preached the gospel. And he went around the region, right? Peter saw this vision and went to Cornelius, the centurion, and the church grew. So the church, so buried in these two incidents, the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace. Okay? Blessed are the peacemakers. You know the Beatitude, right? Blessed are peacemakers. And for a long time, big deal. Blessed are the peacemakers. In today's volatile world, how we need peacemakers. You don't suddenly become a peacemaker. Peacemaking grow out of deep roots of trust, reliability, trustworthiness. So blessed are the peacemakers. This is the front line of the gospel. And so the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace. Peace is not for us to enjoy. And the church was being built up. I work among young people, teach in medical school, and you know it, I know it. Some of the young people I meet are high achievers. Everything also can do. Can sing, can dance, can play violin, can study. Everything can do. Excel, I don't even know how to open Excel file. They can turn it upside down. You know. Where's the peace? Okay. So I always failed Chinese in my school. I'm the last batch of students, hallelujah, who went to university without second language. How many of you are from that batch? Last say, hey, after that, after me, all must have Chinese one. But I learned Chinese when I went to China. And then I learned the difference between 成功 and 成长. 成功 is? Well, your Chinese also as bad as mine. 成功 is? Success. 成长 is? Grow, development. I think we don't have peace because we mistake 成功 as priority. We think success is the priority when 成长, when growth and development is the priority. Within 成长, you sometimes have success. You sometimes have failure. But if you measure your life according to success, very tough. So the church had peace and was being built up. 成功和成长。Okay, so the first thing, are we having this shalom peace? Evangelism and outreach is not about activities. It's about bringing the peace of Christ to meet another person, which is what happens here. So when I went to China, we explored many new villages, many new minority groups, and one of the so-called spiritual disciplines we would do is when we pray, when we visit a new place, we ask God, God, lead me to a person who is a man or woman of righteousness. That who want to see, I was in community development and poverty alleviation, who wants to see 成长 in the young people, in the village, in the farming, in computers. And the man or woman of righteousness will resonate with you as you bring the peace of God. It is not about projects, it's not about a message, it's not about giving out tracts. Those are tools. But are you ready to be God's messenger of peace, praying that you will meet a person of righteousness that God has prepared? I'm not saying are you willing, you should be willing. That's why you are here. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So these two things come together. Remember the background. Saul was persecuting the church seriously because Stephen died. And as much as we think that, wow, those ancient church Christians, they were brave, fear is fear. So in the light where there was extreme persecution, they feared the Lord. In the light of real violence, they feared not the sword, but they feared the Lord. And they were comforted by the Holy Spirit. And what happened? They multiply. And this is the same platform we are invited to. Bring the shalom peace of Christ, because Jesus has taught us that you love one another, the world will know you are my disciples. That if someone stays here for 17 years and go back to Malaysia, we still share the same love. Amen? That's what we are. And then walking in the fear of the Lord. Many Christians of my generation have no fear. Why? CPF, man. 2 property, 3 property, stock shares. I only fear whether I got cancer, whether I got stroke, whether I got Parkinson's. But we don't fear the Lord. We are comfortable. I think missions starts when we discover or rediscover the fear of God. That God is holy and we are comforted by the Holy Spirit. And so we multiply. So let's look at Acts chapter 10 and then go back and read again. This from vision they see to visitation. Acts 10:9. At about noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up to the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat. Acts 10:19. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, so the middle story is the vision, the cloth that came down with all the unclean animals. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, 3 men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." 21. So Peter went down and said to the man, "I am the one you are looking for. Why have you come?" Outreach and evangelism does not start or should not start with us going to someone, "Let me tell you something." No. It's really about asking questions. Why? What? What is on your heart? Okay. Listening is a very powerful outreach. And there's a discipline we need to grow. We need to create opportunities where the messengers of the gospel start by listening. Why have you come? So to the many people who come to our small little red dot, why have you come? Listen and empathize. I think one of the challenges of being in Singapore, successful Singapore, is we don't know how to share the pie. We see newcomers as competition. We see newcomers as perhaps people who take away our jobs, as people who will intrude on our culture. "You're not Singaporean, you know. I true born Singaporean. I really see one. You from where?" Okay. These are real feelings. Right? And Peter had these feelings. The Holy Spirit had to go through this big drama of showing him the unclean to overcome these feelings. Don't deny them. Don't think that, no, as Christians, we are acultural. We are cultural. Char kway teow is char kway teow, right? You cannot go and eat, add something to it and serve it to me as char kway teow. It's different. So encounter the Lord. Go through some of the feelings that we have towards people of other lands, other religions, other ethnic group. And then ask, how can I be the channel of blessing? And one of them is sincerely ask, why have you come? How can I support you in what you come? I mean, if you come to do money laundering, then I don't support you. Working in China and working in the 90s, and you go to any other developed country, one of the challenges we carry big amount of cash. Because at that time, there's no such thing as internet banking or transferring money is very difficult. First time I encounter $1,000 note and $10,000 was when I become a missionary doctor. Then I realized that only two kinds of people cross borders with $10,000 note, missionaries and mercenaries. And one day, back in Singapore, having a marketplace fellowship with people, Christians of financial background. I just tell them, $10,000 note, what took you guys so long to tell the government that it is up to no good? I'm glad we no longer have that freely. It's convenient, but it's up to no good. So as Christians in the marketplace, Christians in your sector, make a stand for the Lord. And you will meet people of righteousness who will agree with you, this is up to no good. Okay, and so why have you come? And then Peter went on this journey. Okay, so the question is, Joppa to Caesarea, how far away? No MRT, 35 kilometers? Make the trip. Okay, I'll just share very frankly with you. Some time ago, recently, I met a man who couldn't walk, so was put in a nursing home. Nearest nursing home, and wanted to come to church, so I pushed the wheelchair to Bethesda Frankel. But the problem of Bethesda Frankel is no shelter walkway. Okay, so, and I was speaking at Pentecost Methodist, so we went to meet at MRT, he had an electric wheelchair, and we went to Pentecost Methodist because shelter walkway all the way, wonderful. And soon this gentleman is now transferred to a nursing home in Johor. To Pentecost Methodist credit, they visit him every month. I wish. I say, God, thank God that I found a church that was willing to make that trip to go. And we will see more and more of this. Go to Johor, not for durian party, not for $1 change, ringgit. No. Go there because of the man of righteousness. Because the gospel is to be shared. So we go down, verse 26. Okay. But Peter, so they worship Peter. Peter said, I am only a man myself. To rediscover what we saw, what we sang about, you know, that Jesus, light of the world, stepped down in the darkness for you and I. Peter went inside and found a large gathering. He says, you are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him. But God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objections. May I ask you why? So the desire to know the people we want to reach out to. Don't stereotype, don't stigmatize. Why? Keep asking. So pray and persevere. So if I may share with you, this is Tiger Leap Gorge in Yunnan. It's a wonderful hiking place. I first went there in the 80s before it was developed. And I went with someone who also used to be from Bethesda Katong, Kwek Ek Wu. And I went with him, two of us, and then he fell sick. So I, as a wonderful friend, I said, so you stay in the hotel, I go hiking. It was not a tourist area, and I prayed three prayers that night. We pray like Christians, we pray. I said, I had two Chinese Bibles with me. Okay, so I prayed three prayers. I said, God, these are precious Bibles. Give it to someone you destined for. Okay, prayer number one. Prayer number two, God, this is a dangerous hike. At that time, there was no path. Let someone walk with me. Number three, give me good weather. I packed a small Kodak Instamatic. That time, so small camera. 5 o'clock, I woke up and I headed in. But as I was leaving my hotel room, at that time, I was so surprised at the hotel room. Very cheap, no. 1 renminbi. Except that every hour, more people come to my hotel room. They also pay 1 renminbi. So by the in the morning, I said, hey, many people in my hotel room. Never mind. Okay, that's why I woke up very early. Okay, thank God, beautiful weather. Put my backpack, food, camera, Bibles, sunblock, a hat, and I set off alone. My Bible is very heavy. I said, yeah, actually don't need. So I took out the two Bibles, put on the hotel room table where the other people still snoring. They were all mostly drivers who spent the night in the hotel. And I went for the hike. Beautiful day. Praise the Lord. Blue skies. Tiger Leap Gorge is a wonderful place. This place is the Yangtze River. Why they call it the Tiger Leap Gorge? It's where a tiger ate some goats or something like that, and the villagers chase it. The Yangtze River is a huge river, one of the biggest rivers in the world. And when the tiger came to the bank, the villagers said, we got the tiger. But it's so narrow that it jumped across. So it's called Tiger Leap Gorge. So one side is this white water, powerful river. The other side, Yulong Xue San, the Snake Joe Mountain. Snow Jade Snow Mountain. Okay, 4,000 meters up. Beautiful scenery. I thought, wow, one narrow trail. Amazing. I'm in for a good hike. At the start of the gorge, as I was going, there was a young man sitting under a tree. He was a Yi minority. And I went up to him and said, hey, what are you doing here? He says, I live 2 days walk into the gorge. And I'm just waiting for someone to walk with me. Hallelujah. God gave me a partner to walk. Okay, since Mr. Kwek Ek Wu was sick and resting in the hotel. Thank God, right? The answered prayer. Beautiful blue sky. Local person who knows the way to walk with me. I feel safe. 10 minutes into the walk, you know what he asked me? Are you from Singapore? I said, yeah, I told you I'm from Singapore already. What was the question he asked me? Do you have a Bible? I have! Oh dear, it's in a hotel. There's no way I can go back and get it. We were way inside. I never took any pictures of that Tiger Leap Gorge. I never enjoyed that day. All I felt was, what kind of a witness I am? You know? I mean, in our life, the whole challenge is we compartmentalize it. We pray one, we pray two, we pray three. And we don't see that God's mission and intention is to bring everything together that His love will be known. Sunday and Monday to Friday are two separate things in our life. We have to let, through our prayers, integrate it. But God is good. But God is good. God knows. God wants to grow us. He wants to 成长 us. There will be failures along the way, but we will learn. So I came down and I waited for the bus, a similar bus like this, to go back to town. Okay. So the buses at that time is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, one direction, and Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, one direction. Okay. So I went up and I waited for the bus. Supposed to come at 10 o'clock. And then there was no bus stop, but there was a noodle shop. So I went up to the noodle shop. Are you the bus stop? Say, yes. Can I sit here? Buy noodle. Sure. So I bought noodles and waited. And I asked the noodle man, is the bus coming? He like, yes, the bus is coming. I said, why is this guy like that? He said, the bus is coming, but dear sir, the bus will be packed. You got no, cannot get on the bus, it's halfway. I said, but the guidebook, Lonely Planet, last time got no Google Map, no Lonely Planet. Hey, but the book, Lonely Planet never says the bus is full. I must go back to Singapore, I must work, no, start work on Monday at SGH. While I was eating noodle, an ambulance came. So I went up to the two ambulance staff, the driver and the nurse. I said, hey, I'm from Singapore, and I heard the bus is full. If you're going downtown, can I catch a ride? I don't mind paying. Then they, you go and see what's in the ambulance. So they were eating noodle. I went to the ambulance, look, behind, there was a dead body, wrapped up in white cloth. So So I went back to him and said, hey, I told you already, I'm a doctor. Dead or alive, I better go back. I don't mind sitting behind the dead body, it's okay. Then he said, you sure? I said, yeah, just get me back to town. Then they empathize. And they say, okay, when the bus comes, we will try and get you a seat. If the bus driver don't give a seat, then you can ride an ambulance with the dead body. So when the bus came and they went to talk to the bus driver, they agreed. They said, in the middle of the aisle, there's one sack of rice. You can sit on that sack. 8 hours only, yeah. But must buy ticket. I said, huh, sit on the right sack, you must buy ticket. Buy, okay, I bought ticket, take it, I went out. So when I sat there in this bus, very crowded, and the guy next to me, you know, God never forget us, and he will teach us a lesson not to forget. The guy next to me was toothless. And every time he speak, saliva drop on my face. Wonderful. I got no chance to evade. The bus is so crowded. And then we got talking. And then surprisingly, he spoke in English. It's the mountains, you know. And I said, how can you, very basic English, how can you speak English? You know history? How many of you are familiar with this? This is the history of the flying tigers. Okay, long time ago, China and America were very good friends. In World War II, the flying tigers were American volunteer fighter pilots fighting the Japanese. And they were based up in these mountains. And this man told me, when he was a little boy, he was assistant to one of the American fighter pilots. Clean the shoe, carry the bag, wash everything, so he could speak some English. Right? What question did he ask me? Do you have a Bible? This time I have. Hallelujah. I took my Bible, Chinese Bible, and gave it to him. See, God never look at us and say, hey, you fail, out, next, you know, disqualified. No, God's role, the Holy Spirit giving us peace, giving us, is to move us into the game, not substitute us out. It's to train us, reshape us, forgive us, redeem us, and move us in. I gave him, and I was so thankful. I said, God, my mistakes, my absent-mindedness, whatever, does not dispel the kingdom of God, does not displace God's work. I asked him why he wanted the Bible. He says, in his house, he only have one Bible. And his son was going to university in Xi'an, and he gave his son the only Bible. And he wanted one more. So, just sharing with you very frankly today, wherever you are, okay, go on the rooftop like Peter to start praying. God, why am I here? Why am I in Joppa? Why am I in this city, a seaport in Joppa? When I could be in Jerusalem, when I could be in Galilee, I could be somewhere. Why am I here in Singapore, in this time, when am I here in Katong? And ask for a fresh vision or visitation, concept, mindset. And God, when God gives it to you, walk. Start walking. Move. Don't be too sedentary. So pray like Peter and serve like the centurion. They all have lessons for us. So, one way is to look at Antioch for Asia. Go look at their website, 1361. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. And I have the privilege of teaching undergraduates, and my farewell message to them when they graduate, I say, in 3 to 5, save money, especially to Christians. I say, in 3 to 5 years' time, you will either be very burnout, retrenched, or seeking new pastures. Plan for it. Be like Joseph. In the good years, save money. Live simply. Don't buy a car. Okay? In the famine years, go. Go do your MBA. Go do your master's in technology. Go volunteer in environmental NGO. Take that 1 year out to do it. If you have money, study in Stanford. No money, go to University of Philippines. Go to IIT in India. Go Taiwan. Go Wuhan in China. I mean, you've got government give you scholarship, you can study at $200,000 a year. But if you go to University of Medan, you are among the smartest people of Medan. And in graduate school, we always say, your best teachers are your peers. The professor may be a bit obsolete. So plan for it. At every junction, whether we are 27, 37, 47, 67, 77, plan for it and move. After 67, I have one unpleasant message. Buy more travel insurance. And I have told this to my children, that if I happen to pass away in a foreign land and it costs $300,000 to bring my body back for the privilege of being cremated and Mandai, don't need, just cremate over there and then just bring the ashes back. It is an emotional thing, right? So go look at the website, OneTree, and support fully. At 35 years old, when my wife and I signed up to be cross-cultural full-time missionaries, Bethesda Frankel supported us fully. Not just monetary, but in spirit. So when we went for missions board interview, Ong Teck Chai will come with us. It's not me making a decision, it's the church making a decision. And when they supported us fully, before we went, they bought a dinner for my in-laws and my parents, who were illiterate, who were not Christians at that time. And just imagine, Professor Ernest Chiu, Lionel Ong, Tan Ban Ching is the first Asian radiologist physician to be on the World Council of Radiologists. They asked permission from my illiterate parents and in-laws, can they send us? It was such humble posturing. So those of us who want to send, bless you, send well. And my mother-in-law said, oh, basically they have to raise money. Tou ji ya. Means ask for money. Always Lionel Ong wisely said, we even give CPF. Ah, that one I understand. Was my mother-in-law greedy? No, she's a mother. She cares for her children and grandchildren. Send well. And at every mooncake festival, Ba Zhang festival, New Year, some member of Bethesda Frankel will appear with my mother and mother-in-law with either Ba Zhang, mooncake, and say, this one your son should give you, but since he's serving in China, we, the church, will do it. We send wholeheartedly. And my wife, when she asked the church, you send us, what is the KPI? What is the accountability? Because she's an accountant, ma, right? What do you expect us to do? Of which, again, Lionel Ong wisely replied, we expect you to remain married. You're not there to tell us how many people come to Christ, how many converts, how many. After all, it's a creative access country. Remain married. Be salt and light. Send and send well. So being servant-hearted, Peter was up on the rooftop. But the servant-heartedness, I mean, we all now throw terms like servant leadership, servant leadership. Actually, it's very easy. It's actually very difficult, no? Very difficult to be servant leader. Okay, you do your best and people say, so lah, I'll give you 3 out of 5. Try your best, no? 3 out of 5. Then in some says you work your best in your whatever ministry you are in. Or this year, give you C. Next year, maybe you work harder, give you B. First, being servant-hearted is tough. This is Mrs. Otteris and my mother. My mother has passed on. Okay, I'm the youngest of 7. We went to Mountbatten English School, Monkey Elephant School, which is now closed. And Mrs. Otteris, who is Eurasian, don't speak Chinese. My mother don't speak English. When I was living in China, my mother would sometimes say, hey, Naka Serani teacher come. You know they call Serani Eurasian, right? Okay, in the local dialect. I don't know why they call him Serani, but your Serani teacher come. And New Year, Serani teacher come sometimes. So one day, I was very curious. I met Mrs. Otteris in the market, and I asked her, so Mrs. Otteris, she's already in her 70s, I believe. I said, why do you visit my mother? You don't speak Chinese, my mother don't speak English, no? Mrs. Otteris smiled. Said, when she went to teach at Mountbatten English School as fresh from TTC, Teachers Training College, last time got no university, Teachers Training College, she was in charge of the Boy Scouts. Poor as your family were, Because that time all very poor, right? Whenever we had a hike or some scout activity, your mother would bring some bihun and give it to us. She says, at that time, teachers had no support for CCA. I said, I mean, all these Bota kids, why visit our family? I mean, at that time, nobody knows what these boys will turn out to be. So three of us, my brothers, were in the same school, and all three were Boy Scouts. And she says, because your mother kept bringing this curry and bihun, nothing inside, just bihun and curry, and encouraged me on. And there's the response. So, whether it's in Katong, Jopa, Japan, Jordan, serve bravely. Be the pacemaker. And I tried to think, what would I do if I was based in this area? We have to change our mindset a bit about keep asking people to come to church. Perhaps we need also to include the idea that we should go out into the community more. What do the community like? Maybe I can have a spelling bee. I mean, you look at the culture and the ethnic mix of Katong, Tanjong Katong, you know that there are families who love to have their children to win fame. Combined with Charis Methodist, East Asia School of Theology is down the road, Charis Methodist around here, St. Hilda's Church is here. We combine and we host a spelling bee for 6 to 12 years old. And we throw in words like Melchizedek, spell Melchizedek. Okay, spell Habakkuk to your friend. Now, how to spell Habakkuk? H-A, how many B, how many K? Wonderful. Make it known that it's a church event and we want to have spelling bees because in the age of AI, our children forget how to spell. Okay, then how will spelling bee? And attract the community. And I would say, first prize, Blue Mountain Kelong. Do you know where's Blue Mountain Kelong? It's Christian run. It's a good retreat place. They have CSR, they go visit the farm. Go look it up, Blue Mountain Kelong, and make sure first prize, first five prizes, family retreat at Blue Mountain Kelong. Name the day and time, and make sure you are there too. It's not just give and fire and forget. Then we all go family retreat together. Instead of you asking people to come, what I have done is, whenever I see NParks, tree planting, plant 1 million trees, I sign up and I drag a few men to come along. The men don't want to come to church now. They really don't want to come to church. Okay? So we go out there and I have planted trees in Singapore, I have planted trees in Indonesia, in Thailand, in South Africa, in India. And whenever we start tree planting projects, we always put Psalms 1 in their language. Nobody has objected to me that Psalms 1 is wrong. Different faith, different ethnic groups, different, even refugees who look at planting a tree and cry. We don't need to spend our time organizing events. People organize events, we take part. This morning, 5 a.m., I was at PCN, and there were numbers of new immigrants volunteering in a run. And I met some of them, and we agreed to go out for dinner. I don't have to spend my time organizing it. I just have to turn up and smile and offer dinner. Better still, they make dinner, I go and eat. Okay. So, over Christmas event, I mean, frankly, the people really want, I came to this church because of come together. Remember? Well, those were good days, come together, and they sang, we listened. No air cons, no. Oh, the fan so hot also, we want to sing. We don't have to entertain people around us. We have to engage them. If they want entertainment, they got many ways for entertainment. But we need to engage them. And it's Christmas time, I can have a Christmas carol. Sing along together. I hire a hall and make it known that it's hosted by us. But instead of me getting our friend, our brethren and sisters to practice, you know, they practice. We come and appreciate. We thank them and just sing a carol. These are 10 carols and we sing. During COVID, at the tail end of COVID, I held this series of lame career talks. Law, accounting, medicine, engineering, all the lame careers. People were very curious. I said, maximum 12 people can come. Every event was fully signed up. In the past, it was one speaker, 200 people. So here it was very intimate. One lawyer, two lawyers, speaking to 12 would be law students. Very good. One accountant, two accountants, speaking to 12 accountants. It was more intimate. And then we don't have to fear that, oh, will people come? Will the hall be full? No need. Okay? Simon Peter just met one centurion. Okay. I help making prata, making friends. Okay? Simple event. It was post-COVID, only maximum 50 people. I put it on Eventbrite, everybody must pay $20 to come. I made it known that in this prata making is only 20 minutes, 4 people. 2 are community guests from Frankel area, and 2 are special guests. Special guests will be foreign workers, ex-prisoners, foreign students. And they come together, since it was COVID, I cannot talk. How to teach prata? YouTube. I got 2-minute YouTube, 3-minute YouTube, Indian YouTube, Tamil YouTube, Chinese. You just choose your YouTube and make prata. Okay, the one who make the roundest prata win. Last time I must go and measure. Now I don't have to measure. Handphone, think. Handphone don't tell lie. It will tell you the circumference. And since COVID cannot cater, right? Very good. You join that? Bring your own food. And bring for the 2 Bangladeshi workers. Make sure it's halal. And bring in such a way that if you cannot finish, they bring home. No plastic waste. And then after the 20-minute make prata, each one decorate one corner for Christmas. So we have one table, we have all sorts of items, and people use it, okay, to decorate their corner. And I decorate nativity scene like that. Why we share? All done within 1 hour, because at that time, COVID rule said 1 hour. Oh, fully subscribed. We had at 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m. Fully subscribed, and they pay money to come. Last time when we hold the Christmas cantata, we spent $20,000 to have buffet dinner and one thing, pray for your neighbor to come. Hey, why never ask your friend to come? And this one, they paid to come. And we make it known that all the money goes to a charity. And when I sat there, I can say, Jesus Christ was born as a baby. That's why I sing joy to the world. The priesthood of all believers. This is brethren game plan. So that's where we are. And I pray that we will now, at any age, in the many Indonesian, and I also go to the refugee schools at Thai-Burmese border. Why did we go to Indonesia? Because we wanted to go to Myanmar, there was a war. At 60 years old, we found that we could not learn Myanmar language, but we can learn Indonesian all over again. Indonesian is very good. Pisang goreng goreng pisang means the same. And nobody laugh at you. Okay? So we sit down at the end of every day, at the hostels and the just read. You don't understand, but they do. Read Indonesian book, right? You don't understand, but they do. Just read only, it's phonetics. And reading changes. So what we need is really go back to the rooftop. Ask God, Lord, what part of my life do you want to change? Which cultural, geographical, ethnic borders that you want me to cross? And when you come down to the heartbeat of it, in this district, look at the demographics, it's family life. There are many families that are seeking for more opportunities. Be there. Why? Why have you come? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you transform us by inviting us to be your channels of blessing. Savior, guide our footsteps as individuals, as families, as cell groups, and as a church. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.